WBRCIOI, but our friends call us Indy 101.5. Live from Hamilton.
You got a diamond, you got nine men, you got a hat and a bat, and that's not all. You got the bleachers, got them from spring till fall. You got a dog and a drink and an umpire's call. What do you want? Let's play ball. Is that a fly ball or is it a seagull coming in from the lake just to catch the game? It's the last inning, our guys are winning. Dave's put down a smoker, a strike, and you got no doubt. What do you want? Let's play ball. So bad, gonna make Billy blue.
What do you want?
Let's play ball.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Soundtrack Show, Mark and Simon on Indy and...
Indy 101.5.
That's the one.
That's the one, yeah.
And we're talking baseball today.
Yes.
We're, you know, we're heavily into the springtime.
It's almost summertime. Baseball's starting up. So we're going to talk about baseball.
Baseball's been going for
a few
weeks
now. Well, we're
going
to talk about baseball movies.
Yes.
Because let's just be honest here. Mark and I know nothing about baseball.
I don't even know how many touchdowns are in an inning.
Yes. Touchdown in a quarter?
Could be.
I don't know.
Sure.
Sure. Okay. I think that the only couple things I do know about baseball. One, it's frowned upon when you hit the ball and you hit a seagull. Fans don't generally like that.
No, but it's a total fluke accident. And it always amuses me when that shows up in the news and someone gets pissed off at the player for hitting a seagull. It's like a billion to one shot.
They should give them bonus marks. PETA wouldn't like that, though.
That's true.
All right, so we're going to play some stuff from baseball movies this week. We started off with the Blue Jays song from, I think that was from the 80s.
If not earlier, it might have come
back when they played at Exhibition Stadium.
That's old school.
Yeah, so we're going to kick things off with like a classic baseball movie, Major League.
Major League.
Here we go, Wild Thing on Indy 101.5.
Wild Thing!
A little Stevie Ray Vaughan there on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show here on Indie 101.5. And that one was from Major League 2. And before that, we had one from Major League, or I guess Major League 1.
Yes.
It's. I was thinking about watching Major League before recording the show, because just to get some, to remind myself what the movie is like. It's not on any streaming services. The only place you can find it is online, well, I'm sure, is you basically have to buy it from one of the – or rent it from one of those services like Apple TV or whatever.
Yeah. Or Prime or YouTube or something.
Yeah. Which is a bit of a shame because it's a great movie. But I guess being based on the Cleveland baseball team, formerly known as the Cleveland Indians, we have...
what are they now?
The Cleveland baseball team.
Oh.
I don't think they've come up with a new name.
That's catchy.
Yeah. The team from Cleveland. Anyway, so...
The team formerly known as the Indians.
Yeah, well, it's not quite like that. It's too bad because the fact that they... I'm not sure why. There probably was a good reason for picking Cleveland as the basis for the movie Major League. But I remember it being a great movie, funny.
It was
lots
fun.
Of good actors in it.
And it's before Charlie Sheen went nuts.
Yes. And before Wesley Snipes was a tax evader.
That's true.
So, anyway, it's a bit of a shame that it sort of worked out that you basically – it's kind of almost unwatchable now because of the whole thing around the Cleveland team and their cheer and their mascot and stuff. It's so prominent in the video. Bob Uecker, by the way, is the announcer.
Is their announcer, yeah.
He's so funny in that too, so – All right,
well, he was an announcer. He was a sports announcer.
Yes, I know,
then.
But yeah. Yes.
And he was the father of Mr. Belvedere,
yes,
in case you don't know who we're talking about.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to move on with The Sandlot. That was another baseball movie. It's a kid's movie.
Yep.
I don't think I've ever seen The Sandlot.
I saw it years ago. It was a Disney movie way back when.
Yeah.
Like 80s Disney movie.
Anyway, it's got a killer soundtrack, and we're going to play a couple from that one right here on 101.5. This is Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show.
And this is The Safaris with Wipeout.
right. How many of you were just dancing like Pee Wee Herman?
I was.
Yes. It wasn't a pretty sight. But admit it, a bunch of you were dancing like Pee Wee Herman.
Or you really wanted to if you're driving a car.
Hopefully you weren't trying to do it as you were driving. You know, 10 and 2, folks. Come on.
We're not judging.
All right. So that was, of course, Tequila by the Champs.
Yep.
Or should I say Tequila by the Champs?
Tequila!
Anyway.
You know what's funny?
Well, lots of things are funny, but you're gonna, specifically, what are you going to talk
specifically
about?
Specifically about that song. So I've done... I've hosted karaoke parties before, right?
Sorry to hear that.
Well, and invariably somebody will come up and say, hey, I want to do karaoke to Tequila. And they miss the lyric. There's one song, one word in the song. They miss it. They miss the lyric.
Because they drank too much tequila, probably.
Evidently. So yeah. I always find that funny.
That is hilarious. And so typical of karaoke. All right. So we're
It's not fun unless you're drunk. I mean, that's the problem,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. So we're going to move along in our baseball movie night here with a great movie that I recently watched called A League of Their Own, which is about the Women's American Baseball League. That's not the official name of it. I'm sure.
But during World War II, yes, when all the male guys, the boys of summer guys. As opposed to the female guys. We're not, again, we're not judging. But when all the normal players were off at war, fighting Hitler and whatnot. That limited skirmish during in the 40s.
Yes.
They had female.
Yes. Yeah, so they started the this American Women's League to fulfill the hole left by basically they had to shut down the professional baseball league because all the baseball players were off fighting the war. So and it continued on after. Actually, it was successful enough that it didn't just end when the war was over. It continued on after that. So it's a great movie. It's got a great cast in it. Tom Hanks is in it. Gina Davis, Madonna is in it.
Rosie O'Donnell.
There's other people too. Obviously, John Lovitz is in it for a little bit too.
Oh right, I forgot that.
So great movie. And we're gonna play the end song, which is actually by Madonna. What's it called again, Mark?
This Used to Be My Playground.
There you go. Here on Mark and Simon's Soundtrack Show on Indy 101.5.
Yeah, that's a ticket.
Whenever I was in need.
George Thorogood, the Delaware Destroyer, is Born to be Bad from...
That was from the movie Bull Durham. Yeah, Bull Durham.
Bull Durham.
With Kevin Costner. Now, yeah. We're not going to play anything from the other Kevin Costner baseball movie, Field of Dreams, because there's just the like incidental soundtrack from that. There's no pop rock songs from Field of Dreams. I thought it was always interesting, though, that, you know, like two really famous baseball movies, Bull Durham and Field of Dreams, both have Kevin Costner in
it. You think he's a big fan?
Maybe, yeah. He was also in another movie around the same time. So, like, that was like, so Bull Durham was 1988, and I think Field of Dreams was around the same time, too, like maybe a couple years later.
Yeah.
And then in the early 90s, there was a movie called Tin Cup, where
he's a golfer.
As a golfer, and it's like, you know, it's getting to be like you could do a whole night of movies where Kevin Costner plays sports.
Let's not do that.
Okay.
No. All right. If we're going to do golf, we have to play pretty much all of it's going to be Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, that's true. There's only two good golfing movies, and one of them's Happy Gilmore, and the other one's Tin Cup. I don't know if there are any other ones. So.
Yes.
All right. But we're doing baseball movies tonight, not golf movies. So we're going to play something from the Bad News Bears. This is the 2005 remake. So the Bad News Bears was originally a movie with Walter Matthau.
Drunken Walter Matthau. He was brilliant in that movie.
Yeah, so it came out in 76, and there was a TV series, and there's a couple sequels to the original. But this is the 2005 remake with Billy Bob Thornton.
Yes, which pulls it off.
Yeah, for sure. All right.
And here's a song that probably should have been in Field of Dreams.
Yes.
And you can't go see a baseball game without hearing this one. It's John Fogerty, formerly of CCR. And center field.
Right here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indy 101.5.
The sun came out today.
listens to anything else. This is Indy 101.5, Hamilton's home for alternative.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation. On the scene at the supermarket, there seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was just standing over there by the tomatoes, and here he comes. Running through the pole beans, through the fruits and veggies, naked as a jaybird. Ethel's over there in the jams, jellies, preserves, and pickles. I hollered over there. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" She dropped a whole jar of kumquats and fell back into the sweet midget cider. Had us too late, she'd done been incensed. Boogity, boogity. Boogity, boogity.
And he ain't wearing no clothes.
Oh, yes, they call him the street. Proud as he can be of his anatomy, he gonna give us a peek. Oh yes, they call him the street. Let's show off his physique. If there's an audience to be found, he'll be speaking it round, inviting public critique.
Hello once again, everyone. Your Action News reporter on the scene at the gas station. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was just in here trying to get some air in my car there, and he disappeared out of traffic. Come streaking around the grease right there. Didn't have nothing on but a smile. Ethel's in there getting her a cold drink. I hollered in there. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" Too late. She done been mooned. Flashed her right there in front of the shock absorbers.
Boogity, boogity. A boogity, boogity.
He's just in the mood to run in the
news. Oh, yes, they call him the street. Likes to turn the other cheek. He's always making the news, wearing just his tennis shoes. Guess you could call him unique.
Hello, once again, everyone. Your Action News reporter in the booth at the gym covering the disturbance of the basketball playoff. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, a deal. It's halftime. I was just going down there to get Ethel a snow cone. Here he comes, right out of the cheap seats. Right down the middle of the court there. Didn't have nothing on but his high-top Reeboks. He was a dribbling. Made a jump shot and got out through the concession. I hollered up at Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" Too late, she done got a free shot. Grandstanded her right there in front of the home team.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Whoa, here he comes again.
Fastest thing on
who's that
feet.
With? Ethel? Is that you, Ethel? Where do you think you're going?
On his anatomy.
You get your clothes on.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Ethel, you
black show
up
his
feet. Say it as a
audience to be found. There you go, Ray Stevens, The Streak.
And, you know, that was from the 2011 film Moneyball.
Yes.
With Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill.
Yes.
I think that was like Jonah Hill's first dramatic role.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. He might have even gotten an Oscar nomination for that.
I think so.
Yeah.
That sounds familiar.
Anyway, so that was...
Do you hear that voice?
What voice?
Well, Ray Stevens is singing.
Yes.
That. And now you know where... what's his name?
Larry the Cable Guy?
Yeah, gets his act.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. And, of course, there's, you know, a long tradition of people running on sports fields, especially baseball fields.
Streaking.
Streak and all that kind of thing. So
they still haven't caught me, though.
All right, we're about three-quarters of the way through the show. So we're going to call this our seventh inning stretch. We're going to play the traditional song which one plays in the seventh inning stretch, and that is... Take Me Out of the Ballpark, and we're going to play a very Canadian version by beloved children singers from The Elephant Show, Cheryl, Lois, and Bram. Here we are with Take Me Out to the Ballpark on the Soundtrack Show on Indy 101.5.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't
who's on second. Elephant's up to bat.
Me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd by. Me some peanuts and cracker jack. I don't care if I never get back, for it's root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame for.
Violent Femmes there from the movie The Benchwarmers with Rob Schneider here on our baseball movie night on the Soundtrack Show here.
There you go.
So we're going to play something a little different next. It's not a baseball movie, but a baseball sketch. We're going to bring out the old Abbott and Costello classic.
You can't talk about baseball without doing this.
No, for sure. Here we go.
Strange may seem, they give ball players nowadays very peculiar names.
Funny names?
Nicknames, pet names.
Not as funny as my name, Sebastian Dinwiddie.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Funnier than that?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Now, on the St. Louis team, we have who's on first, what's on second. I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out. I want you to tell me the names of the fellas on the St. Louis team.
I'm telling you, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Do you know the fellas' names?
Yes.
Well, then who's playing first?
Yes.
I mean the fellas' name on first base.
Who?
The fella playing first base for St. Louis.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
Well, what are you asking me for?
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you, who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who is on first?
Have you got a first baseman on first?
Certainly.
Then who's playing first?
Absolutely.
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it. Why not? The man's entitled to it.
Who is?
Yes.
So who gets it?
Why shouldn't he? Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yes. After all, a man earns it.
Who does?
Absolutely.
Well, all I'm trying to find out is what's the guy's name on first base?
Oh, no, no. What is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
Well, don't change the players.
I'm not changing nobody.
Take it easy.
What's the guy's name on first base?
What's the guy's name on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on third. We're not talking about him.
How did I get on third base?
You mentioned his name.
If I mention a third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third?
No, who's playing first?
Stay off of first, will you?
Well, what do you want me to do?
Now, what's the guy's name on third base?
Well, what's on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go, back on third again.
Well, I can't change their names.
Will you please stay on third base, Mr. Broadhurst?
Please, now, what is it you want to know?
What is the fella's name on third base?
What is the fella's name on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base. You got an outfield?
Oh, sure.
St. Louis has got a good outfield?
Absolutely.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought I'd ask you.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
Then tell me who's playing left field.
Who is playing first?
Stay out of the infield.
Don't mention their names out here.
I want to know what's the fella's name in left field.
What is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who is on first?
I don't know. Third base.
Take it easy, man.
And the left fielder's name?
Why?
Because.
Oh, he's center field. He's center. Will you pick up your hat, please? Pick up your hat and stop this. Now, look, please.
Mr. Broadhurst.
Yes.
Wait a minute. You got a pitcher on a team?
Wouldn't this be a fine team without a pitcher?
I don't know. Tell me the pitcher's name.
Tomorrow.
You don't want to tell me the date?
I'm telling you, man.
Then go ahead.
Tomorrow.
What time?
What time what?
What time tomorrow you're going to tell me who's pitching?
Now, listen. Who is not pitching? Who is on?
I'll break your arm. You say who's on first?
Why come up here and ask?
I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know. Third base. You got a catcher?
Yes.
The catcher's name?
Today.
Today. And tomorrow's pitching.
Now you've got it.
That's all. St. Louis has got a couple of days on a team.
Well, I can't help that. All right. What do you want me to do?
Got a catcher?
Yes.
I'm a good catcher too, you know.
I know that.
I would like to play for the St. Louis team.
Well, I might arrange that.
I would like to catch. Now, I'm being a good catcher. Tomorrow's pitching on the team, and I'm catching.
Yes.
Tomorrow throws the ball, and the guy up bunts the ball.
Yes.
Now, when he bunts the ball, me being a good catcher, I want to throw the guy out at first base, so I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now, that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's all you have to do.
Is to throw it to first base.
Yeah.
Now, who's got it?
Naturally.
Who hasn't?
Naturally.
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 Okay.
Now, you've got it.
I pick up the ball and I throw it to Naturally.
I know, you don't. You throw the ball to first base.
Then who gets it?
Naturally.
Okay.
All right.
I throw the ball to Naturally.
You don't. You throw it to who?
Naturally.
Well, that's it. Say it that way.
That's what I said.
You did not.
I said I throw the ball to Naturally.
You don't. You throw it to who?
Naturally.
Yes.
So I throw the ball to first base and Naturally gets
it. No, you throw the ball to first base.
Then who gets it?
Naturally.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not saying that.
Excuse me, folks.
All right, I'm sorry, friend.
I throw the ball to Naturally.
You throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's it. Well, say it that way.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't get excited. Now, don't get excited.
I throw the ball to first base.
Then who gets it?
He better get it.
That's it. All right, now, don't get excited. Take it easy.
Hmm. Now, I throw the ball to first base. Whoever it is drops the ball, so the guy runs a second.
Mm-hmm.
Who picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws it? I don't know. I don't know. Throws it back to tomorrow. A triple play.
Yeah, it could be.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to because. Why? I don't know. He's on third and I don't care.
What was that?
I said, I don't care.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
Back up, punk, you better and just like the prodigal son, I've returned. Anyone stepping on me, you'll get burned. Cause I got lyrics, but you ain't got none. If you come to battle with a shotgun. But if you do, you're a fool, cause I do to the death. Trying to step to me, you take your last breath. I got the skill, come get your fill. Cause when I shoot the gift, I shoot the kill. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up and get down. I'm the cream of the crop. I rise to the top. I never eat a pig cause a pig is a cop. Or better yet, a Terminator. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Trying to play me up like as if my name was Sega. But I ain't. No punk, bitch. Get used to one style, yo, when I might switch it up, up and around. Then buck, buck, get down, put out your head, and then you wake up in the dawn of the dead. I'm coming to get ya, I'm coming to get ya. Spitting out lyrics, homie, I want ya. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up and get down.
All right, everybody jump around.
Unless you're driving, please don't do that. Yes. That would be unsafe.
Yes. We already talked about that earlier
yes.
in the show.
We did.
No jumping around, no Pee Wee Herman dancing while you're driving, please. All right. So
whatever
that was
you do
from,
in the confines of your own home is your business.
Yes, that's true. So that one was from The Rookie with Dennis Quaid, 2002 movie. And that's going to kind of bring us to the end of the evening here for Market Simon Soundtrack Show. So
our baseball night.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed our baseball movie soundtrack and a little bit of Abbott and Costello there too for something different. We're going to end off the night on a song that's not actually from any movies, surprisingly, but we got to play it. It's The Boys of Summer by Don Henley.
And we're going to take it home with that. So thanks for tuning in once again. See you next time and be excellent to each other. Good night, everybody.
from Mohawk College in Hamilton. You're listening to Indy 101.5 FM. CIOI.